What's the difference?
It's a difference. You can't, a condominium you can't buy, can you?
Yes, they do, they sell them.
Condominium you buy, townhouses you can buy.
They're all for sale if you wanna buy them. I don't care whether condominium, that's a fancy name for a large house, built houses that's built together like a bunch of scrambled eggs, added on to another.
Do people around here ever call those condos?
No.
Is it always condominium?
Come in, come in, come in.
Did they finally come by that package?
Yeah, you owe us $4.15. Mr. B***, this is Mrs. B***, our nice neighbor.
How you doing?
Hello.
He's taking a census.
Well, I gotta go, because I got meat still, and I dropped my dental on the floor today, and I had...
You did what?
Two pieces of fruit, a jumpsuit.
Well, there's interest on that.
I know, I'll pay you later.
Bye-bye, Willa, don't go off, man.
I'm not.
That's a nice neighbor back there, next door. What else you got?
By the way, is this considered to be an old established neighborhood here?
I hope to tell you, we're falling to pieces. Listen, anytime you get people to put their cars on the sidewalk and repair them, and go half naked while it's an old part of town.
I guess so.
We haven't hit any jigaboos yet.
Thank goodness.
Well, these apartment buildings around here usually have a person who's responsible for upkeep.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure maintenance minded. I'm sure they do. I'm not familiar with it.
Not the condominiums, though.
I don't know anything about these new improvements. I'm sure they have. The only person I know that I'm familiar with is Mrs. who has charge of the, what's that place? Aston Villa. Out here, that's an apartment. That's apartment.
Aston Villa.
Well, what's this outfit on S where Fal goes and Margie McCaleb live?
That's an apartment house.
That's an apartment. I know they have a manager. That's all I know about them. Get modern, I can't go with it.
Okay. Well, you mentioned that the house you were raised in had a lot of fireplaces.
Yeah.
What did people around here call the open area right in front of the fireplace? It was usually brick?
Yes, it was brick or tile.
What did they call that? Anything particular?
Oh, no, I
don't know. They always had a thing to go in front of it to keep the fire, the logs.
No.
They, I can tell you the name of the logs they put on them in Germany.
No.
Klausen.
What is it?
A Klausen.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's the German name. It was the big log.
Mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece.
That's what I'm talking about, up to above the firefight. I know, but the mantelpiece is what they put, sometime a clock or some ornament or some picture of somebody in with a dirt collector.
A what?
It was a dirt collector.
What was?
This mantelpiece.
But I don't know what is it called, though?
Like to have a name in front of the fireplace. They've got one in his home.
Do people around here ever call it the hearth?
The hearth, yes. Yes, that's the hearth.
I thought that was the fireplace itself.
No, the hearth is...
What's the definition of it?
Well, the way I use it to mean the hearth is the part in front of the fireplace
where the brick is, yes.
They're put there on account of in case of fire, a spark falls out that it will not catch anything afire, right? That's the hearth.